It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk about this afternoon's breaking news that Anthony Scaramucci is out as White House Director of Communications. We catch up on that and other high-profile departures from the Trump administration. First, the White House announced last week that Taiwanese electronic company Foxconn will build a manufacturing plant in southeast Wisconsin and touted that it would bring thousands of jobs to the state. There's excitement around the $10 million Foxconn will invest in Wisconsin, but now there's some wariness, too. The state already pledged $3 billion in financial incentives for the company. On Friday, Governor Walker took the incentives further. He introduced a bill that relaxes the environmental rules that Foxconn would have to follow, which has some conservation groups concerned. Molly Beck is a Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and she joins us now to talk about what environmental concessions the bill would make for Foxconn. Molly, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
So, Molly, what are some of the environmental rules that Foxconn would get to bypass, according to this bill?
So the bill is aimed at allowing Foxconn to build this plant and campus in a quicker way than having that permit process in place would allow. So some of the provisions that businesses and farm owners have to abide by would be eliminated, including getting permits to build on waterways and waterbeds and discharging materials into wetlands. You have to get permits to do that. And so this bill, it exempts the project from an environmental impact statement, which the DNR conducts for large projects. It would allow the company or its contractors to discharge dredged materials and fill wetlands without state permits, but federal permits would still be required for things like that. It also exempts Foxconn from a requirement that that companies try to avoid filling wetlands when possible, so they could still do that. It lets the company build on riverbeds and lakebeds and connect man-made bodies of water with natural waterways. And, you know, they could change the course of streams or move the stream altogether without getting state permits. And so it's these exemptions that have conservationists concerned.
No, you said there that federal environmental regulations would still apply. So at the federal level, would that cover some of the Wisconsin regulations that would be bypassed? Do we know what exactly would apply at the federal level?
So the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act and federal rules that apply to discharging hazardous materials and things like that, all of that would still apply. But it's just a state permitting process to do these things, which some lawmakers who have advocated for changing that process to make it easier for companies to navigate have said it's burdensome and it makes projects go on too long. So I spoke with a Republican state lawmaker today who said that the fact that this bill is exempting Foxconn from those rules is evidence that it needs to be changed.
Sounds like lawmakers will consider the bill as early as Tuesday. Is it looking like it's going to have a pretty smooth passage through?
We'll see. The special session, Governor Walker called a special session that begins on Tuesday, but that doesn't mean that lawmakers will be here on the floor voting on this. What it means is they can be, that's as early as they can to come in and do that. But it sounds like there may be a public hearing on this bill this week or next week. It doesn't sound like they're looking to pass it immediately, as in the next 24 hours, but they will need to move quickly on it because of the memorandum of understanding that Governor Walker signed with the Foxconn chairman. It says that all of this needs to be wrapped up by the end of September.
Now, you mentioned when we started a list of regulations that would be relaxed for Foxconn expressly, with environmental groups having some concerns. Are there any among that list that stand out?
When I talked to conservationists, they didn't have one exemption that was more concerning over another. What they were worried about is that there wouldn't be enough public scrutiny of what's going on because of that permit process wouldn't be in place and because how quickly this all is moving. So So it was kind of the totality of everything in the bill that was concerning.
Now, you also mentioned in a piece you recently wrote about this, some changes to the way Foxconn could behave if it wanted to take up public utility projects. What happens there?
Sure. The bill allows Foxconn to get lower utility rates for at least 10 years and allow power lines to be relocated without state approval. So it exempts the project from having to get approvals that other businesses would have to get from the Public Service Commission.
We're talking to Molly Beck right now, Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. And she's with us now to talk about environmental concessions that the state could make for Foxconn. That's the Taiwanese electronic company that's looking to build a plant in southeast Wisconsin. And Molly, another big piece of this, which has been coming to the forefront, is that the bill also incorporates a transportation project affecting I-94.
Right. Yeah. The bill includes $250 million worth of bonding that would be used to rebuild and expand the I-94 corridor, which, everybody involved has said that that's kind of crucial for this whole project. And that's also been a project that's been debated by lawmakers, and they've, struggled to come to a consensus on how to fund transportation projects, and that's one of the big projects that's involved in that discussion. And so this moves that discussion to this bill, so we'll see.
Right, and as you said, transportation's been a huge sticking point over the last weeks, maybe going on months now, in the legislature. So would this tag on into the bill, looking at that I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago, does that do anything to loosen some of the people where people are stuck on this, or is this just too specific?
It could. It reduces the amount of bonding that's in play here, and that's been key disagreement between the two Republican caucuses in the Senate and the Assembly. I'm not sure which will be taken up first. I believe it's the Foxconn bill that will be taken up first, and that will, show lawmakers what they have to work with in terms of trying to get an agreement on the rest of the transportation funding projects that have caused the delay in the budget. So we'll see how that plays out.
Now, looking at the big picture here, the tax incentives for Foxconn to come to Wisconsin, the environmental regulations that would be relaxed, is there any concern among lawmakers that other companies based in Wisconsin could look for that same sort of perks and incentivizing for their industries?
Yeah, some lawmakers have said that, this, not so much Wisconsin businesses, but that it could attract other international companies like this one to Wisconsin. What I've heard from lawmakers about existing businesses is, what message does this send to existing businesses that don't receive these kinds of incentives? But this is also, a very unique impact, so to speak, on jobs and tax revenue. So that this is, probably the largest in state history. So there's a difference there too, but I have heard that lawmakers are wondering if this would, pique the interest of other big companies like Foxconn.
Now, Foxconn is known for manufacturing iPhones in China, and in Wisconsin, it sounds like they'd be making liquid crystal display screens for computers and TVs and things like self-driving cars. In other parts of the world where Foxconn already has a presence, what is their reputation?
Well, I know a few years ago, I believe it was around 2010 or 2011, there was a lot of reports about employees there being so unhappy that there were a number of suicides. And I know that the company also has been criticized for its what they do there is affecting the environment. But those concerns seem to have subsided in recent years. I believe that some of those things that were happening there, they've moved to rectify. So that seems to have, those concerns have lessened or gone away.
Now, when we talk about the potential of thousands of new jobs coming to the Wisconsin economy, do we know what kinds of jobs we're talking about?
Yeah, there was a a study that Foxconn commissioned last week. They kind of laid out what kind of jobs they were looking at, and most of them would be, people there assembling the LCD panels. There would also be engineers and people working in the business office and things like that. But the company also expects to create a number of indirect, quote-unquote, jobs because of just the plant's existence. And an example of that would be 400 jobs at a glass manufacturer that would need to be nearby the plant. So they think that they will be able to create 35,000 jobs statewide just coming here, and 13,000 of those would be actually at the plant that has not been located for yet.
Thanks a lot, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck, Capital reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, joining us to talk about the environmental concessions that the state would make for Foxconn to come to Wisconsin, and also looking at some changes to transportation.